USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Pentagon announced it would be sending $300 million worth of weapons and other machinery to Ukraine. Some of the items included in the package are Switchblade drones, laser-guided rocket systems, and non-standard machine guns. Officials say the U.S. has provided more than $1.6 billion in security assistance to Ukraine since the beginning of Russia's invasion back in February. Ukrainian forces making inroads near Kyiv as Russians continue to not be able to take the capital city. The British Defense Ministry tweeted its latest intelligence report, which says as Kremlin forces withdraw, Ukrainian forces advance. The report also notes that Ukraine has retaken several villages. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claiming Friday that Russian forces are planting landmines throughout Ukraine, making it difficult for civilians to navigate the country. This is USA Radio News.
Are you diabetic and searching for a healthy beverage to enjoy every day? Consider diabetic-friendly and delicious GlucoDown drink mixes. GlucoDown drink mixes are specially enriched with prebiotic fiber, essential vitamins and minerals. There's no sugar or caffeine.
GlucoDown's clinically proven prebiotic fiber helps maintain blood sugar levels in a healthy range, especially after meals.
8 diabetic-friendly, delicious flavors. Shop now at Amazon. Search GlucoDown. That's G-L-U-C-O, down.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There are some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. 6-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow.
The Walt Disney Company has pledged to help repeal what opponents call Florida's Don't Say Gay bill. The bill bans instruction or discussion of LGBTQ topics for kindergarten through third grade. That has prompted the governor to look at Disney's clout.
Republican Ron DeSantis saying he's open to abolishing Disney's self-governing body after the House of Mouse came out in opposition to the state's parental rights in education bill.
They are treated on a pedestal. This one corporation is treated differently than everybody else.
The 1967 Disney measure allows the company to act as its own government.
USA Radio's Tim Berg reporting, Disney was criticized by opponents to the law for not speaking against the proposal sooner. State agencies in Virginia lost situational awareness during a January snowstorm that stranded hundreds of drivers on I-95 south of Washington, D.C. That's the conclusion from a report that was released Friday. Officials have vowed to review it, along with recommendations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you diabetic and searching for a healthy beverage to enjoy every day? Consider diabetic-friendly and delicious GlucoDown drink mixes. GlucoDown drink mixes are specially enriched with prebiotic fiber, essential vitamins and minerals. There's no sugar or caffeine.
GlucoDown's clinically proven prebiotic fiber helps maintain blood sugar levels in a healthy range, especially after meals.
8 diabetic-friendly, delicious flavors. Shop now at Amazon. Search GlucoDown. That's G-L-U-C-O, down.
Ukrainian refugees have made their way to Mexico.
Hundreds of Ukrainians fleeing the Russian war are camped out in Tijuana as they try to cross the U.S. border. A report from Reuters says about 600 Ukrainian refugees are spread out on blankets and lawn chairs on a patch of grass near the international port of entry near San Diego, and about 500 more are staying in nearby hotels. A Tijuana official says about 40% of the migrants are children. He said about 100 Ukrainians are being allowed to cross into the U.S. each day. Last week, President Biden vowed to accept about 100,000 Ukrainians into the United States. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
The New Jersey man who conspired with his girlfriend to cook up a feel-good story about a helpful homeless man, then followed up by scamming hundreds of thousands of dollars in online donations, he was sentenced to more than 2 years in federal prison. Mark D'Amico helped devise the scam, which raised more than $400,000 through GoFundMe. He pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit wire fraud late last year. D'Amico has already pleaded guilty to state charges last year as well. He was also sentenced to 3 years probation. In addition, he must pay restitution and undergo counseling. Dinosaur tracks from 112 million years ago have been damaged by machinery used to rebuild a boardwalk at the Mill Canyon Dinosaur Track site in Utah. A federal report said the damage was minor, adding that an area where a prehistoric crocodile crossed a mudflat appeared to have been driven over multiple times by a backhoe. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.